This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Lots of rainfall, really record-setting rainfall yesterday in some areas of north central Arkansas. For instance, Batesville. At the airport, a record rainfall of 1 in 3,900 was recorded. That breaks the old record set back in 1949 of 42 hundredths of an inch of rainfall on that date. A pedestrian was killed last night in White County on State Highway 36 north near Georgetown. State police say a Nissan automobile traveling north on State Highway 36 swerved to miss a disabled vehicle and struck a pedestrian that was walking in the center of the roadway. The victim identified as 54-year-old Michael K. Johnston of Searcy. Another biker died in a weekend crash as well. State police say 54-year-old Thurman Anthony Simpson of Jonesboro was riding his Harley northbound on Highway 351 in Craighead County near Jonesboro when a Chevrolet Envoy traveling east on County Road 766 failed to yield the right of way and struck the motorcycle. Simpson died in the crash. The driver of the Envoy and a passenger were not injured. State police say it was raining at the time of that accident. And on Friday, a Randolph County jury found 35-year-old Charles Wayne Chad Green guilty of 4 counts of capital murder and 1 count of kidnapping. The capital murder counts each carried a sentence of life in prison without parole. Third Judicial District Judge Harold S. Irwin sentenced Green to 4 consecutive life terms plus a consecutive 40-year term for kidnapping. The jury of 8 women and 4 men deliberated just 1 hour and 10 minutes before finding Green guilty of the murders of 30-year-old Carl Allen Elliott, Lisa Elliott, 27 years old, 8-year-old Felicia Elliott, and 6-year-old Gregory Elliott. In fact, Gregory Elliott was found dead in the family's Dalton, Arkansas home the morning of July 30, 1998. His mother, Lisa, found dead on the porch of her father's nearby trailer. Authorities searched for the missing father and daughter, discovering Carl Elliott's body in the 11 Point River on August 1, 1998. And the bones of Felicia Elliott were discovered in a dry creek bed in Warm Springs, Arkansas, on September 7, 2000. By a hunter. Case was prosecuted by 3rd Judicial District Prosecuting Attorney Henry H. Boyce, by 3rd Judicial District Deputy Prosecuting Attorneys Richard Castleman, Ryan Cooper, and Joe Grider, and by Special Prosecuting Attorney Jack McQuarrie. A new study says police lineups need to be retooled. The study, released today by the American Judicature Society, says witnesses should not look at a group of people to pick a suspect. The society says it would be more accurate to look at individuals one-on-one with a detective who doesn't know who the real suspect is. And a new study also suggests the recession may have caused a jump in young children being abused. The number of cases in the county studied increased sharply, rising from about 9 in 100,000 children in pre-recession years to almost 15 per 100,000 kids during the recession. That is a 65% increase. And that brings you right up to date. Gary B.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.